Welcome back to Moving the Chains. Pat Kerwin, Tim Ryan here. Tim is actually away for this interview, which is okay by me. He's practicing his golf swing, which I'm pretty sure I can beat. Anyway, joining me right now, coach of the South team, Jim Schwartz. Jim, do you like being here? Do you get enough out of this to make this worthwhile for the Detroit Lions?
Well, first of all, it's about 70 degrees and sunny today, and I think it's -3 and snowing in Detroit. So we get a great chance to come down and get a little vitamin D, get some sun, and then enjoy the hospitality of Mobile, which is always fun. You get plenty of time with these guys. We were here Sunday, got a chance to meet with them on Sunday night, got a chance to practice with them four times this week. We'll have more meetings. And just as important to these practices and the meetings we have is getting the chance to see these guys in the locker room, getting themselves ready to play on Saturday. I think that means an awful lot, and you can see a lot about a player in pregame warm-ups and his locker before the game, and you can see the passion that these guys have. So it's a great week for the coaches. It's a great week for the players.
You know, when I was in the league, we all left Wednesday night. Since I got back into the media end of this, I stay through and do the game. There's a lot of information. Your practice this morning, I got a lot out of it, especially with your secondary. Let's talk a little bit about it. Now, a couple of guys were in sweats and couldn't go today. I was impressed with your corners, and I was impressed with your safeties. Talk about those guys.
Yeah, those guys done a good job this week. I mean, traditionally this game, we've put a lot of pressure on the corners, and that's good because you don't want to come out of a game like this saying, you know, hey, you played cover two every snap and protected the corners, and you couldn't really evaluate them. So they've had a great opportunity all week to play man-to-man, to press sometimes, even though we're not going to press in the game, but to press, to play a lot of different techniques, to show that they can adapt to different wide receivers, different schemes. And we'll see that on Saturday from these guys. Just a great chance for those guys to be able to showcase themselves. It wasn't just about one rep or one opportunity. These guys have had a lot of opportunities this week to show, to be their best and to show that they can improve through the course of a week.
And for our listeners, what was interesting to me, and I think if you watch the game, you'll see how Jimmy's going to operate the secondary. No such thing as a true strong safety and a true free safety. It's a system where both safeties are going to be asked to go in the box. They're both going to be able to play deep center field. We had Lester out there today, Williams and Wilcox. Talk about those three kids.
Yeah, you need to be multidimensional to be a safety, and that's just not the Detroit Lions scheme. That's, just about every team throughout the NFL. There's really no such thing as a strong safety or a box safety anymore. Everybody's asked to play the deep part of the field. Everybody's asked to be able to match up against a wide receiver or match up against a top quality tight end in this league as part of the job description. So we're going to put those guys in a lot of different things. We can play some cover two in the game. We're only going to play a handful of snaps, maybe to give them a break. They just run on a deep ball. Maybe we'll play a snap of cover two in the game. But, this is all about giving these guys an opportunity to show that they can match up with wide receivers, with slots, with tight ends. And, those three guys have done that. Our corner numbers were down a little bit. We actually have a nickel package, but we never really got a chance to practice it and use it because our corner numbers were down, which gave those safeties more opportunity to show that they can match up. And it's a great week for those guys.
Yesterday we spent your practice exclusively on the linebackers. I love the group of linebackers you have more than the North group, but that's the way things work out when you sort out these teams. What impressed me most was how much and how well all of them run. And they looked like there's a bunch of guys. I want you to talk about a couple of them that are three-down players. Our listeners know what a three-down player is and what a two-down player is. I see a lot of three-down guys out in your group.
Yeah, we got a couple different kind of three-down guys. The kid from Stanford has been a pass rusher pretty much his college career. And he's playing off-the-ball linebacker in this game. Got a couple of opportunities to rush. But, he's potentially a guy that when it gets to third down, he might be in some sort of rush role. Other guys, when it gets a third down, they're staying on the field in nickel and, being able to play zone coverage and make sure tackles overlap and cover some ground. We saw a lot of interceptions from linebackers this week.
Yes.
And that's something you don't see a whole lot of unless you have guys that can range.
I saw Nico have one today.
Yeah.
Red zone drill is tough on the offense, but nonetheless, it has to be executed. I thought the defense looked pretty good down there.
Yeah, it gets crowded in there.
And they read those zones really well. They understand where to be. I didn't see anyone taking a bite on the teaser route. They just, I think they're coming to you guys a lot better off as pass defenders than ever before.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of college football. You have to be able to defend the pass, and they spread the field so much. There's not many teams in college that just try to bloody your nose with leads and powers all the time. So they're better at the pass game. But you know, we're going to challenge them in the run game in this. You know, they're going to have to go in there and stop the run and show that they can be multidimensional. We say that word a lot, multidimensional. We talk about safeties being able to match up. We talk about, you know, linebackers being able to match up, whether it's a tight end, a running back. You know, somebody's running back running burst routes out of the backfield or wheel routes. If you have a mismatch at linebacker, these offense coordinators can find them really quick, and you don't want guys that there's something, there's a hole in their game.
Jimmy, I say it all the time on the show. If the offense has three hybrid players, we need three hybrid players on defense because they're going to get you and force all kinds of issues. Let me jump to the quarterbacks. You've already got a great quarterback. There's three quarterbacks in this game. I was impressed with all three of them. Actually, Manuel, who's kind of sitting in the third spot for me all week, is he had a good morning today. Talk about the three quarterbacks for a minute.
Yeah, I was really impressed by the three quarterbacks. You know, we coached this game 4 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever it was. And, you know, I think that the skill players, our running backs and wide receivers and quarterbacks have been very, very impressive. It's probably been the strength of our team. All three quarterbacks have, from the very beginning, we, you know, usually the first day have a hard time with center exchange because they're taking snaps from guys they've never taken snaps from before. They're using a different cadence. They're matching up with different wide receivers, learning a completely different set of terms and things like that. And you can usually see that on a Monday. Balls are on the ground all the time and fumbled exchanges and miscommunications and stuff like that. I think, you know, real tribute to these guys, when they came out here on Monday, they were able to execute over in Fairhope really well on the very first day. And that says a lot about those guys. They've all been impressive. You mentioned EJ. You know, he looks like a tight end. I mean, that guy's got a wingspan. He's a big guy. But he showed really good command of the passing game this week. You know, and I think all three of those guys will be able to lead us this
week. And Landry Jones, who had some stigmas on him coming into this game, I think he's addressed it. The way he throws the football, the ball comes – I like it a little quicker maybe, but it comes out well. He can spray the whole field. And I saw Wilson flick a ball 53 yards without winding up at all and a drill on – over here.
Yeah, this has been a really good week for all three of those guys. I think they've all improved their draft stock by being down here. You know, they've picked up the offense. They've shown the ability to make accurate throws. And I don't think there's any doubt that that'll continue over to Saturday in the game. And, you know, like I said, they got some players to work with, too. We got some good skill wide receivers, some guys that have really
Baylor kid
helped them make
was
some
very
plays
impressive
this week.
Today and all week, actually. Let's jump to the Detroit Lions for a second before I let you go. Put your team and your season in a capsule for me, as you see it.
Well, we were 4-12, which isn't good enough. And there's two ways to look at that 4-12. We're 4-12, and we're 10 games of one score. And, you know, we didn't get as many turnovers as we had gotten the year before. We went from 34 takeaways to 17. And, you know, a turnover can make the difference in those games. You look at so many games we played, we're literally one play away, whether it's a missed field goal or last play of a game or a failed first down attempt late in the game, literally one play away from really flipping our record. So I think we need to keep that in mind. And then we also need to keep in mind that we were 4-12, and there's a balance between those. There's a balance between, you know, sort of being so disappointed in your game, but also knowing that you are close and there are, you know, things that you can address. Going into the season, we knew our secondary was going to be a challenge. From the very beginning of training camp, that was a question, and you know that showed through the course of the season. Like I said, our turnovers were down, particularly our interceptions were down significantly, and then you know, just losing the wide receivers. You know, we thought we had good depth coming into the season at wide receiver. We ended up not really having that. But there's a couple places we can get them back. You know, I think that you know, obviously Calvin had a great season. You know, we can build on that. We have a quarterback. We're very pleased with Matt, you know, and, you know, we can.
You'll be back right in the middle of this thing, my friend. Jimmy Washburn rejoins you. Now, I remember the Tennessee days. Actually, I remember when you guys were doing this game together. Talk to the listeners, the Detroit fans especially, about Jim and what he brings.
Oh, he's a great D-line coach.
Did he have a sling on? Did I see
that? Yeah, he had shoulder surgery. Yeah, he's on the injury report. You know, when you're a D-line coach, it gets physical out there every day. You know, you put those arm pads on, and you know, those D linemen are trying to, you know, break your grip down and things like that, and that's what's happened to him over the years. And he needed shoulder surgery and ended up getting it this off season. But we're going to double team our defensive line. I've been around some staffs, but when I was back in Cleveland, John Mitchell and Jim Bates were tandem defensive line coaches. And both of those guys were brought a different you know, personality to the defense. Wash is very familiar with what we do on defense. I worked with him for 10 years. Everybody on our defensive staff knows him or has worked with him in the past. You know, he's very familiar with our defensive line coach, Chris Kasurik. He actually recruited Chris coming out of high school.
So didn't he has get a him. Disciple there.
Yeah, he didn't get him. You know, and he coached him in Tennessee. You know, and, you know, so I think that this is a really good matchup in a lot of ways. And, you know, his defensive lines have always had a couple hallmarks. Number one, being able to put pressure on the quarterback. Number two, effort and hustle. And, you know, I think he can contribute in both of those areas for us.
Jim, last question. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek here. Jim Schwartz, the head coach of the Detroit Lions. You okay with celebrity diving?
Yeah, as long as we stay away from, you know, celebrity skydiving, I think we're okay. You know, I hope they have enough water in that pool because there's going to be some displacement when Ndamukong hits it. He's a great athlete. You know, that's a guy that played a lot of different sports, was a good basketball player. You know, you name a sport, he can play at soccer. You know, he's impressive. So it's going to be interesting to see what he can do from the high dive.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck with the game Saturday. I know you're going to find a couple of Detroit Lions on that field come Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Pat.